Hello, everybody. I am Skip LaCorin. Welcome to this call-in live talk show and podcast, More Than Just Muscles. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Carrie LaCorin.
Hi, everybody.
And this podcast is about becoming the best you can be, both inside and outside of the gym. Now, I know you've been drawn to me and probably this podcast because of my contributions to the bodybuilding and training world, helping you build muscle and lose body fat. And I definitely can help you do that. This show is for those of you who want a lot more. It's not that you just want it. All you care about are having big muscles and having a ripped six-pack, and you want that so much that you're willing to give up other parts of your life. You have relationships, you have business, you have wealth, you have all your dreams to put together into the future, right? You want more than just muscles. And, you know, Carrie and I, we've had a unique experience. Let me just tell you something about this show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. I want you to join in with the conversation. We're going to talk about life, like I said, more than things in the gym. But I just want you to know that Carrie and I, we are hardcore into health and fitness, right? We're all, you know, I am a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. It was my life, my passion, my girlfriend, my wife, I mean, for so many years. And because of that, so many distinctions, strategy, not just with the training, not just with the eating, but with the mindset and putting it all together, right? And, you know, once I've learned those skills, I can't just forget about them, right? I mean, they're ingrained in me, and I can share those insights, those strategies with you. That part's easy for me at this point after 25 years of being so dedicated. Carrie's the same way.
Absolutely, yeah. I guess I could say that fitness was my husband or my boyfriend as well.
Right. And so, you know, we don't want to waste all that knowledge. We want to share it with you, but we want you to do it better than we did it, meaning that we want to help you get to that level of understanding and execution and efficiency with your time, energy, and emotion sooner rather than later. We don't want you to go through all that pain that we went through, and now, you know, we're spending this time, now we're really focusing on our dreams and our overall quality of life. We want you to gain from our pain. I just want to make sure that you know we are hardcore still. Can't get it out of us, all right? We just want more than that. We're developing our lives and a lot more than that. We want to take you on that ride along with you if that's what you're all about. You know, hell, even if you're just about all you care about is muscles, we can help you out there too. That's what makes this show different, and that's our contribution back. Again, our pain is going to be your gain. Our mission is to save you from all that, you know, loneliness, frustration, and everything that goes along with it sometimes when you're striving for those goals that you have. And sometimes it's just the validation, hey, you're doing everything right. That's just the price of success at this stage in life that you're going through. And we definitely know how that feels. And you know, help you understand that, you know, a brighter day is coming for you if you just keep on keeping on, becoming tenacious, focused on your goals. You know, and at the same time, we want to just, you know, be your friends along that journey, giving you that bigger picture and more effective strategies, too, because, you know, success leaves clues. And sometimes, you know, the successful strategies that I share from you, they did not just happen because, I don't know, I just found the right mentor and I just took that path and it just worked and now I'm sharing with you. You know, actually, it's probably just the opposite. You know, I had a lot of passion, I had a lot of determination, and started on that journey, did a lot of things wrong, got a lot of kind of success, wanted more, made a lot of mistakes. I had a lot of, you know, situations that really caused me, you know, a lot of loneliness, harm, emotional, you know what it's like. You know, I posted something on my Facebook page and I said, hey, what's stopping you? What's getting you in the way of your bodybuilding and training goals? And, you know, you guys were honest about it. You know, what suffers? And you talked about your relationships, your finances, all right, that connection that you want. And like I said, I suffered all those things that you talk about. Now, let's work on ways on how I can use my experience, my pain, to help you, to curb that for you. You will have to pay a price, but being more efficient with that. And Carrie can definitely help out. I have Carrie on this podcast because not only what she's experienced in life and her national level figure competitor journey. I can tell you how determined she is. I always joke around with her when she tells me about the story about when she wanted to do a certain split or something in a routine. And she stretched for 3 hours a day.
Well, it was three times a day. Let's get that straight.
Well, what was the total time?
It might have been an hour and a half.
Oh, sorry about that. A whole hour and a half a day stretching. There's only 24, and she was willing to dedicate an hour and a half over three times a day just for stretching, just for that flexibility, all right? So, you know, again, we know what it's like to become the very best. We know what that journey is like and to be focused. And we're going to share that with you and everything else, right? So that's what this show is all about. I just want to make that perfectly clear because we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about life. You're going to, if you know me from bodybuilding and training, then you know how hardcore fitness-minded I am. I know all the strategies. You're going to hear a lot different side of me that you probably didn't get through all the ebooks and digital downloads and things like that. And you're going to learn about Carrie probably for the first time. See what it takes to put up with a jerk like me, right? Or a crazy passionate guy, crazy passionate person like me. And for you guys out there, get Carrie's opinion. If you, you know, want to know how to get your girlfriend or wife more supportive in the process, you know, maybe you're on your man formation and you want a woman's opinion. And so I know that by you listening to this podcast, you're probably a lot like me. You know, I just may be a little bit further along in the process. That's how we connect. That's how it is with my one-on-one coaching. You know, one-on-one coaching becomes so fun and easy for me because these guys are just like me. You know, that's how we're, of all the gurus, of all the websites, and they go through so many different levels to talk to me on a weekly one-on-one basis for a half an hour. And if you are interested in that, you can go to SL Tips, like Skip LaCour, sltips.com/6, and all about my one-on-one coaching. But it's just so easy. I can just save these guys from so much pain because I went through it. I know exactly what they're going through. I can validate what they're doing wrong, give them a little bit of perspective so they just keep on keeping on. So I know that by you listening to this podcast, we have so much in common. So you probably are attracted to or, you know, hope to find a girl like Carrie if you're like me because, I mean, she's just wonderful. I mean, just an amazing person. But she's also an amazing person for me and the man I work so hard to improve upon and become that perfect fit. So getting her opinion might be very, very helpful on your man formation and all that. So if you've got some questions about the girls, about your life, or, you know, a challenge that you're going through, it doesn't have to be about fitness. All right? So remember that. She's going to be a valuable resource for you, too. And for you ladies, you want a woman's opinion. You know, you're going to learn about, you know, Carrie's values, and they may be the same as yours. They may not be. Maybe they used to be. Maybe they are now. I don't know. But you can bounce your opinions off her. We just want to have fun with this. We want to connect with you in a manner that's just so totally different than any bodybuilding and training fitness podcast, call and talk show. And again, I want you to participate. That's what's going to make this fun, right? The call and phone number is 646-716-6182. The number is 646-716-6182. Any questions, comments, you just want to join the fun? Hey, I'm going to, if you are want to join the show, add to the content and the fun, I've got some gifts for you. And whether those gifts will be, you know, information products like my digital downloads or ebooks, you know, I've got this great results university package. You know, you can go to skiplacour.com/results and see all of this comprehensive program, bodybuilding training, and it has my man formation program. That as well, my Man Formation 1 and Man Formation 2. This is what has struck a chord with so many guys all over the world, even more, sometimes even more than, you know, my bodybuilding training is this whole Man Formation thing, is alpha male leadership strategies that help you become the man you really want to be. I'll tell you guys, this has been my personal journey. my personal journey to evolve all the things that I did well, take them to the next level, and work on, you know, my deficiencies, because I just wasn't satisfied. You know, so much in man formation, and I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many people I coach with on those one-on-one coaching sessions that I talked about who went through the man formation program, just found so much power in it and so much more confidence, and they want it more. And then they wound up seeking me out and getting this one-on-one coaching. So those are some things that I can do if you want to participate in this show and shows into the future, because I want to make it worth your time. The other thing is, you know, I talk about this one-on-one coaching, but you know what? I spend my time from very early in the morning until late at night, and Carrie's laughing because she knows it, is Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. That's my highest quality bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. You know, that's where I spend the majority of my time. That's, you know, where I'm all doing the working and the research and the marketing. And just because I love you guys. And I love helping you, but you know what I love more than anything is preventing you from all the pain that I've gone through. That's my passion. That's why I dedicate 2 days of my week just to coaching, because it's more satisfying than money for me when I can help you go through this game, this challenge, this journey of life. And so I really designate a lot of time. That's for my own soul in addition to helping you out. So, hey, get involved. I can see we have 3 callers already. So, again, get in the queue, 646-716-6182, 646-716-6182. You can also text your questions. You can Twitter your questions to me at twitter.com/SkipLaCour. Twitter.com/SkipLaCour, SkipLaCour. There's also a chat room here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, if you're listening to this live, that probably should get going here. And then the More Than Just Muscles Facebook page. So go there, facebook.com/MoreThanJustMuscles. Facebook.com, More Than Just Muscles. That is our Facebook page, and ask questions. You can do that all through the week, too. You know, I'm going to take a question from Ronnie Pierce that I got actually last week. Had so many things going on here, I missed this question, Ronnie. And this is really about Carrie. And Ronnie, he tweeted this, or is it Ron Pierce, actually? Love to hear about how Carrie fits her training and diet as a priority while breastfeeding and caring for the baby and family. Thanks. That's from Ron Pierce, and he Twittered that at twitter.com/SkipLaCour.
Yeah, good question. It's definitely been a challenge, you know. For a decade, more than a decade, all I did was be involved in fitness, personal training, teaching classes, competing, getting my workouts in, on top of all those things. And with a baby now, it's definitely been, you know, something I have to take a unique strategy to achieve. And I would have to say that, well, first of all, let me just clarify that it's a second priority now. I mean, the baby is my first priority, but it is a priority.
And you're talking about fitness now.
Fitness, yeah, but it's my second priority. And it's all about being as efficient as possible. So, you know, just making it to the gym is half the battle in its own. We have a unique situation here where, you know, Skip works a lot, and when he can take a break, he'll watch the baby and I'll go to the gym. And a lot of times I'm just so tired from being up with her the night before. Sometimes I get there and I don't even want to work out at all. I just want to sit and have a smoothie, watch the TV. But that's where you just have to push through. And I alternate my cardio with my weight training. So, you know, keeping my muscle mass is really important to keep my metabolism up, and also the cardiovascular work to keep me in shape to keep up with a little.
Yeah. So.
But I never have as much time as I want to have, obviously. So I have to be really efficient when I am there getting my workout in.
You know, that puts her in a position just like many of you, and I think that's, you know, what she's saying is that I know the feelings and emotions she just talked about when it it was coming to talking about our workouts that you go through. I go through, too. But the takeaway from there, where she's just like you, is that she just pushes through and does what it takes, and some is better than none. And just getting in motion is better than sitting at home. So that's a key distinction. Now, where she can help you, where, again, all this pain and all that time she put in, that's where she can help you. And you can go to Carrie's website, createwithcarrie.com, and that's Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, createwithcarrie.com. You can send her an email at createwithcarrie.com for anyone who wants to get some of her insight. Do that. But again, her experience makes her effective and efficient with everything she does. She knows the amount of weight training she has to do. She knows how to hit the muscle effectively and efficiently, how to split that up, how much cardio that she needs to do at what level of intensity and how often, and especially when it comes to the eating and training. She looks amazing. Our baby's 5 months old, and, you know, Carrie just looks amazing. And I think it's because of that determination I talked about, just pushing through, whether she feels like it or not. But it's really about being effective and efficient. And those are the things that she can share with you. You can skip through all the training for 5 hours, 20 days a week, or being too overly conscious of your diet, or wasting all the energy, making it so complex and overwhelming that you don't follow through. That's where, you know, she can really help you out, save you all that trouble. Mindset is so important.
Yeah, I think it's just been so ingrained in me for so long. It's like an automatic reflex just to push through. And sometimes, you know, that can get in the way of other things as well, as, you know, Kip talked about. But it's paid off for me in regards to getting back in shape, that's for sure.
You know, during these weekly podcasts, and, you know, we really want you to join us every single week. And you're going to get have a lot of fun. I hope this is entertaining for you. We have that commonality, that bond, as we're going through the journey. You're listening to this whole journey from a different perspective than just sets and reps. But you're going to learn a lot about our personalities, our character, our values. And you'll see where, you know, maybe we've done some things very well. You'll also see some areas of life that we're challenged with and we're working on just like you. We're not going to come across as perfect, and we're not going to try to be. We're going to be totally transparent with you. So, you know, especially with Ron's question, I think it's important, you know, right from the beginning to understand our values and how we manage everything. And, you know, we do have a lifestyle where we follow our passion and our priorities, okay? You know, me, foregoing maybe the short-term security of a regular job, I went for my dreams. That's why you're probably listening to me now. My accomplishments as a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, writing for the magazines, getting all those contributions, all right? So that is what put us in this position, but it was a series of choices. Now, you don't just go anywhere in life and you have all the benefits and you don't have any of the negative consequences. You know, we're paying for the negative consequences. Look, if you have, your life is set up for the future, it's because of all that time and energy and effort that you focused on that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? 5 years or 10 years ago, we were focusing on how to have big muscles and striated glutes, and I was trying to look good in my banana hammock, all right? So what you don't focus on, you can't expect for it to be outstanding in that area, and that's what we're doing. So we do live this life where, you know, it's really revolved around our passion, because passion and contribution to people like you, obviously it's really important for us. We're here on this, you know, Saturday morning connecting with you in this manner, and there's a lot behind the scenes besides just, you know, getting on this, you know, the investment of the equipment and setting up and the testing. And, you know, we're going to go through this process. We're going to get better and better at it. But a lot of work, a lot of practice, just because that's important to us, right? Another thing that's really important to us is family and connection, all right? So you have things like contribution, doing what you love to do, helping others, and then you have family, right? Now you got to find a way, well, how do you take care of those financial goals that you have. We've got this very complex dream life that has it's very rich in emotion and experience and also the material things and options that make life wonderful. We have to work very, very hard. So you have to understand, very unconventional. We're not doing 8-to-5 type jobs. How does it work for us? 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, right? I basically, I work every moment I can, keeping the balance with my family. But the great thing is I do a lot of work from home, which helps out. So let's just say, so it's Saturday. I mean, we're working right now. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, you know, working. I don't just take the weekend off because, again, you know, that's the lifestyle we chose. Love doing it. But that means, so on Saturday I work. When I get off this podcast, I upload it, I do everything. You know, I'm going back to work for a part of the day. Tomorrow is when I do, one of the days I do my one-on-one phone consultation. And I get up and go to the home office. I start those, you know, at 6 o'clock, and I go all the way until 1 o'clock. Now, they're half-hour sessions, so in between, you know, while Carrie got to watch a lot more football this year than I did.
I did. And I know all the commercials on TV, too.
Right.
I'm a pro.
Being a stay-at-home mom, which I'll talk about.
I recite the commercials to the baby.
So, you know, but I get to come out on the half hour and get to connect, you know, eat. I get to do that all day long, even though it's a Sunday. All right, so really, for me, I have so many facets in my job, from marketing to Master Machine Nutrition, coming up with new formulas and products, in addition to one-on-one coaching. A lot of things involved.
Well, and another tricky thing, too, is that with, you know, with the marketing and all the work with Facebook and your information products, Skip has to work at his maximum periods of creativity. And that doesn't, you know, that just doesn't happen on demand. So we, in that respect, there's just not a set schedule of when he does this or that and the other. And a lot of times I have to be flexible with that, too, because I can say, oh, baby's asleep, you know, go ahead and do your recording. Well, it doesn't really happen that way.
Right, right. And, yeah, I have to allocate my time and energy, you know, at the very best times. For example, you know, I reserve the first hour to things that get me ahead. That's when I'm the most creative. I'm a real morning person. And then I get right to it. I try to save things like, you know, it'll be an afternoon. I'm shipping out pallets to bodybuilding.com of Mass Machine Nutrition, right? That's a physical thing that doesn't take as much, you know, creativity. I reserve that for the afternoon. So it's not taking up, you know, my key creative time. Right? Same thing is how I budget when I do my one-on-one phone consultations with you versus everything is tailored to the times of day and energy that I have best. And now, again, I'm the product of the product when it comes to Mass Machine Nutrition, and so I have to work out. Now, that comes after that hardcore creativity period, and then I get to the gym about 8 or 9, and again, you know, when you're working internationally, definitely within the country in different time zones, you know, that comes first. Taking care of my family comes first. I know how to be effective and efficient with my time and energy effort with my Mass Machine training that when I fit it in, I know what to focus and do there, just like Carrie does, all right? So the big takeaway is, because this is a very unique lifestyle, the big takeaway for you is, it's like, what do you want for your life? What do you want? All right, and it may not be the 8-to-5 type of schedule, right? You have to think outside the box, whatever it takes. The people who succeed at the highest levels in life and who are the most fulfilled are, one, the people who can really identify what that is. We have a really defined vision of physically, emotionally, spiritually, family, material things, experiences, travel, of what we want, okay? And it's way up there, and, you know, we're scratching every day to get closer and closer and closer. You know, we're not even close to where we want to be, right? And that's the whole journey and challenge. So, and then we got to figure out how to make that piece, that puzzle work. So I'm working at 9 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon is when my creativity slows down a little. And that's the perfect time for me to take Brooklyn and for Carrie to go to the gym. It's timed out perfectly, and we don't get it right the first time. You know, the greatest things in life, the greatest experience in life are reserved for the people who are the most creative, tenacious, persistent, mentally and emotionally flexible. That's really important, you know, and hardworking. So, you know, we're figuring it all out. So, Ron, to answer your question, I know that most people have an 8-to-5 job, and you see how our answer can't fit into that 8-to-5. I don't, you know, really, our values, I mean, I don't know, I don't want to come across as judgmental, because I'm not, all right? I understand the challenges. Trust me, I've been a student of peak performance. I've worked around the world in seminars, knowing people. I know everybody's challenges, and I have empathy, right? I'm not one of those guys that, hey, what's your excuse or this or that? I understand what it is, okay? The thing is, how do you work around that, right? So our thing is family, you know? And if I have to work all day and all night, 7 days a week, you know, and, you know, setting up this podcast, getting Carrie involved, and Brooklyn's slung in her pouch right now asleep, right? Whatever it takes, we're going to do that. I understand the challenges inside. So it's that connection with our family, you know, being there. It's so important to me right now. And a lot of it is I put it off for so long. I was lonely, and, you know, I said I was going to do it, and I really had to make that manformation years ago, or this was never going to happen. So now that I have it, man, there's nothing more important to me than, you know, my wife and my family and our fulfillment. So, you know, I think that answers your question, Ron, probably not in a direct manner. It's really driven by our values. And because it's our values, you know, we're finding a way. And we're not always winning the game. I'll just tell you that. No matter what it may appear, I'm not going to be one of those gurus or coaches or whatever who tell you how, you know, I got it all down. Look at me. I'm perfect. You know, I think Carrie's got some story in the news where we could talk about that. But that's not me. But it's important for me to tell you, because everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's wired differently on what drives them, and you have to know the whole picture from somebody you follow, get advice from, so you can see how that input can help you out to reach your goals. Hey, you know, I talk about this mental toughness, this motivation, these mental strategies. I mean, this has been my passion for 30 years now. I mean, just a journey that I started as a 21-year-old kid when someone dragged me to a live Zig Ziglar seminar. I remember like yesterday. It definitely changed the direction, you know, of my life. It led to things like, maybe you saw me on Tony Robbins' infomercial. You know, a master at what it is, Tony Robbins picked me to be on an infomercial that paid for 3 years all over the world. Right? That's how much of a student I've been, and that's what I've dedicated myself to, is passing this along to you. This is just one more vehicle. But what I want you to do is I want you to go to sltips.com. SL like Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. So it's sltips.com/22. And I want you to sign up for my Morning Connection newsletter. And basically this piggybacks off, I did 100 days in a row of a Morning Connection podcast. Carrie, probably, I did that from the home office at, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I was in labor.
Oh, that's true. I think that there's one podcast that you could actually hear Carrie screaming in labor. I was, you know, while I was recording it.
I'm like, you're doing a podcast right now? Really? This is happening? Okay.
But she didn't deliver for like a week later.
Yeah.
But it's the Morning Connection newsletter. It dovetails off the podcast. You definitely want to go to skiplacour.com, go to the podcast, listen to my Morning Connection, because it's timeless information. You definitely want to listen to the top 10 life lessons that I learned. That's podcast 91 through 100. All right? So people love that so much. What I do is every morning when you wake up, it'll be in your email box. Short, sweet, insight, tips, motivation, mental toughness, all those strategies, audio recordings, videos. It's our way to connect every single morning, short and sweet. Kind of take you through some exercises to get you focusing on the right direction. So sign up for that right now, sltips.com/22. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. because, again, this show, I could talk forever, as you could probably tell. Carrie dominates the conversation all the time in this relationship.
All the time, yeah.
You can probably already tell that. So I'm going to let you talk, and I've got a caller from the 304 area code, Andrew. Andrew, how are you today, sir?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I am awesome as well.
Hey, Andrew.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. What's your question?
My main question is, I have goals that may take years to accomplish. I feel challenged every day by the thought that my goals are so far away. Even if I'm doing everything right on a daily basis and doing daily disciplines and things like that.
Right.
I know you spoke on gap time before, but is there any way to enjoy the process instead of it being a daily struggle every day, knowing that you're not exactly where you want to be and it's going to take a long time to get there?
Hey, that's a great question, Andrew. A couple things. Your words, how you describe things in your own mind, are very, very important. At the beginning of your question, did you notice you talked about it as a challenge? And then the second part of your question, you described it as a struggle. Did you notice that?
Yeah, now that you're saying it, yeah, I do see what you're saying.
It's very important how you describe things in your own mind. I'll tell you one thing is, you know, when you hear more about my story, you'll say, oh, my God, that's kind of depressing times, right? You know, sometimes I look back, and as I describe it now, I'm thinking, wow, poor me. But you know what? I never used the word depressed in my vocabulary. Now, I probably had things that could qualify as depressed. I just never described it that way. How you describe things is very important. So from now on, Andrew, this is a game. It's a challenge. It's a journey. All right? It's a puzzle. It's a combination lock that you're figuring out. All right? Now, that's one of these things that's really important. You're going to have to take my word for it, because from this point forward, you're not going to call it a grind, a struggle. You're not going to do that anymore, so you're only going to describe it as a journey, a challenge, a game. And so you're not even going to know what it's like to beat yourself up that way and make it even tougher, all right? So we got that clear, right?
Got it.
Okay. And so the second thing is, I just want to clarify for those people who are listening who may not be familiar with my podcast or my material, I talked about the gap time. And the gap time is when you have this goal and you're working hard, you're doing everything right, and you're focusing on it, but things just aren't coming. They're just not coming. I mean, how many of you out there besides Andrew can relate to that? I mean, I am feeling gap time all the time because there's always something more I want out there. You know, I'll just tell you one thing, Andrew, is that I've discovered in life that everything, takes five times longer than you originally planned. It's five times more challenging. It's five times more expensive, right? And you know what? Sometimes when you finally get there, it's one-fifth of what you thought it was going to be. But you have to just keep on going because you have to understand that about the journey. And everybody feels that way. Everybody feels that way. You got to hurry up and stack up your victories, because it's those little, and I'm going to use a baseball analogy, even though I know we have this international audience and baseball is the American pastime. I don't like to do that, but it's about sacrifice bunts. It's about singles, maybe a double every once in a while. You know, sacrifice fly, you know, stealing a base here or there. That's how you get ahead in life. Very rarely do you hit those home runs. Very rarely do you hit those home runs. If you're playing long ball, so to speak, for home runs, it is going to be frustrating and a grind and a struggle like you talked about, because the most successful people, they understand it's the fundamentals. It's bunting. It's hit and run. It's stealing a base here or there. Smart ball. Smart baseball, so to speak. You understand? And that's probably what you're playing right now. And you just got to remember that. I mean, to know that you're in such great company with me and Carrie, right? Doesn't that make you feel better? And that I can understand, and I not only have gone through it. How old are you, by the way, Andrew?
26.
Oh, man, I just love it. No, I just love it. God, I love it when I am able to share this with a 26-year-old, because I just know, you know, how my pain and my experience is going to make his life so much better that he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Right? So this is a great time, but, you know, hearing from somebody that, again, I'm flattered by, with all the gurus and all the podcasts you're listening to me right now, someone you've come to respect, like myself, right? I'm telling you this right now. Doesn't just immediately make you feel a little bit better about the challenge, the game that you're going through?
Yeah, it definitely does. That, knowing that someone else who's at a higher level right now, kind of, I'm on the same path, so it makes me feel
right.
Like
and,
I'm
and did I hit your emotions perfectly?
Yeah, definitely. Talking about changing
okay.
it to a game and looking at it as
well,
a game.
And also,
of, you know,
like I talked to you, like I understand the grind, the struggle, as you called it. I understand the challenge that you're going through, and I continue
right.
to go through it. So it's kind of like. I don't know, I see when some guy's training in the gym, right? They're going to the gym all the time, they're eating right, and they're looking really good. They are winning the game. They're doing everything right. But, oh, I'm plateauing. I can't get my arms straight. What the hell are you talking about? You're winning the game. But they think that they feel as though they're losing, and so every day becomes a grind, a struggle for them. And, you know, what I hope to do for them is like, look, you're winning, and if I can get them to believe that, all of a sudden the whole journey is a lot more fulfilling. They understand that they're winning rather than, you know, losing, and it becomes so, when you enjoy the process, you know, you find strategies, distinctions, and adventure, and joy in it, and you can't help but become better than that. You know, with Mass Machine Nutrition, man, I came into the game after really helping build supplement companies as the endorsed bodybuilder. And, you know, I had so much support with people like you. And, you know, I'm looking at the – I'm into statistics and everything. Carrie has to hear about all these numbers and rankings all the time. I see how I rate to the big established companies with lots of employees and international distribution, how I stack up against them. But it's never good enough, right? Sometimes, you know, I need that validation. Like, dude, you know what you're doing? You know what you're – in this game, how you're making an impact – but it doesn't feel that way sometimes. And, you know, sometimes I need that, you know, from my contract manufacturer, my product developer to help me understand. People who have done this for a long time, you know, to let me know I'm winning so I don't beat myself up too much. And that's exactly what you're feeling right now. But, you know, I'm going to talk about your question in even more detail. So how do you work through that gap time? How do you make it a more enjoyable experience? The way you can do that is, one, is always be focused on your results, all right? Are you getting closer to your goal? The person who is results-driven, and I'll explain that a little bit more, you know, he's going to achieve results because the bottom line is if you do something that you love and it's not paying off for you, you're not going to do it very long. That's what I say, like, about personal training. They get into it because they love it. And then it backs them into the corner. They give up so much of their time and energy because of the scheduling and this and that and the turnover and having to get new clients and having to work weekends. And then, you know, I don't care how rich a person is, they're only going to pay so much for your hour. That's how they got rich. They don't just say, well, you're an awesome personal trainer, let me just give you millions of dollars. So there's kind of a cap how much money you can make as a personal trainer because there's only so many hours in the day, right? And what I've seen so many times is a guy get into it, and he's awesome at what he does. He loves it. But the result is it takes too much time for that overall quality of life that he wants, and then he has to figure out a different way. So I always say, you know, think about the results. And it still might be personal training, but it may be one-on-one coaching, maybe something like I do, where you're still one-on-one, which isn't the most, you know, really the most effective with your time, but you can do it from home, and there's not that gap time. You could be just or more effective, or group training, all right? There's different ways. If you're focused on your outcome, I don't want you to come into a dead end and say, wow, I really enjoy this, but it's not paying off. That's where I got, even with all my contest victories and all my articles, you know, in the magazines and everything that came with it, it came to a point that it wasn't matching what I wanted. I wasn't focused on the results. It was feeling good at the time. So you always got to be focused. If I would have had this type of coaching, if I would have had this coaching, you know, a lot earlier, I would have said, okay, how can I do this and have the results that I want, all right? So it's just important that I know you love helping people. I know you love fitness. I know you have a regular job that you want to break out of, but again, it's those results. That's what's going to make it really happen. Here's the other thing. You got to stack a million ways for you to win, all right? By what I mean by that is, what else would you be doing with your time? Again, you're still results-driven, but you stack up a lot of ways to win. So it's not just the dollar amount. It's just not, I don't know, people thinking you're the awesome, you know, fitness expert or whatever. There's many, many ways for you to win. Using social media, using the internet, using podcasts, whatever it takes. You know, Carrie, maybe you could talk a little bit about this. You know, Carrie sees me working so hard, and like I'm telling you, is that I really believe, man, you got to go for it. You got to get yourself to believe whatever you're doing, whatever your next thing, it's going to work. You got to get your, you got to be in that 8, 9, 10 category, or you're not going to really use all of your energy, time, resources to make it the very best, all right? So you got, I got to whip myself into that belief. But then I'm going to try 10 things, and only one of them is going to meet, you know, my, what I consider worth my time, that it, it was a, the best payoff, right? You know, Carrie, you know, you'll learn more about her background. She isn't used to this, right? And she sees me as striking out 9 times. I reassure her, I go, look, this is the way that it works in life. This is what every successful person does. You know, they get the one home run out of, you know, 10, you know, somewhat failures, or, you know, not even failures. They don't just meet what your expectation is. And my job is to hurry up and get 30 things done so that I have 3 home runs. You know what I mean? Or I hurry up, I do, you know, 100 things so I have 10 home runs. It's not, you know, that your batting average, so to speak, how many victories you have as far as percentage. It's the number of them. So I know I got to hurry up and do 100 things so I have 10 things that are going to build this dream life. It's tough for her because she feels, you know, sorry for me, right, Carrie?
Well, I just feel bad. I mean, because there's some days where he gets so excited about this idea that he has and he spends all this time developing it, and then, you know, for whatever reason, it's not the outcome that he wants, and it just breaks my heart because I used to just spend all day and night on that.
But I'm saying, but see, now this answers your question, Andrew, and this is what I explained to her. I go, no, look, I have built into what I've done so many ways to win. Whether it's, you know, copywriting, the sales thing, I can use that copywriting somewhere else. You know, it can plant the seed as me as an expert who somebody wants later on. That happens so much. So many of these things that I do. You know, the podcast that I've done over the years, you could go back 5 years or longer on Blog Talk Radio. It comes up in a conversation when I'm doing this one-on-one coaching. The only way, they didn't hear about me from some drug-free national championship contest victory. They heard about me through Blog Talk Radio, where, you know, I would might remember that as getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Why am I doing this on a Sunday morning doing it? I just stack it so there's so many ways to win. So, you know, you look for those ways to win. So, like with what you're doing, all right, now you're going for results. You've got to be tenacious. See, here's this balance, Andrew, is that some people say, well, I just do what I love to do, so, you know, I'm winning anyway. I want you to be more determined than that, have a higher standard than that. I want you to win at the highest level, okay? And I want you to find ways to feel good while you're doing the process, right? So either way, you win at some level. Does that, am I making that clear of what some things you should be looking for?
Yeah, you definitely are.
Andrew?
Yeah, you definitely
so
are.
So tell me some things that, again, this is just for demonstration purposes. I want you to be results driven, okay? But this is just for demonstration purposes. And your goal is to quit your stable job, and trust me, I know what that is, all right? You know about my story, you know, quitting my stable job to go for my dreams. That was not an easy process. It was challenging, but it was a great game that, you know, I won. Now I've got the privilege to not only talk to you here today, I get to help you, you know, change your life, make it better. So let's say that weren't going to happen. Again, let's just erase this out of your mind right when we're done talking about it. But tell me how you're winning even if you never quit your job to become a full-time fitness professional. Give me, boom, boom, boom. Tell me a few ways how you're winning every single day.
I'd be winning if I develop my body. That'd be something that I always wanted to do. My main goal is...
No, that's perfect. You know, let's just stop there. Because, okay. You know, the reason why, you know, I always make the time to train and eat and look good is because I'm the product of the product with Mass Machine Nutrition. So by you going for your goals, you're going to learn more about health, fitness. You're going to look good. You're going to feel good. it's going to carry it in your body. People are going to respond to that confidence that you've earned every single day in the gym. So there's one way you're winning. Go ahead.
Yeah, another way to be winning is somehow to work to where I'm, like, doing something where I have, like, passive income. Like, I know you talk about that in some of your e-books and things like that and making money through bodybuilding and things like that. I would maybe take the information maybe I learned if I'm not doing personal training, take that information and do blogs or, you know, write, you know, e-books or something to that effect, kind of like what you do. And be able to make passive income, be able to work to where I don't need to actually be at a specific job at a specific time. I could be traveling somewhere and take my work on the road with me. Or if I was in a different country and I decided to travel that day, I could still work from that other country. That would be something like, especially as a long-term goal, something, a way I could win.
Yeah, and I use the term making, or I've heard this term, and I use it, making money while you sleep, so to speak.
Exactly.
Perfect. One more, Andrew. How are you winning? We talked about your body, a little passive income to add to your already established income. One more way. How about this? Because I want to get to some of these other callers, and I think your question was so good that can help so many people. How about this? You're living with passion. Here it is, Saturday. You got this passion to wake up. You know how many people have no reason to get up in the morning or they want to go to sleep? You got this passion, right? So win or lose, man, you're in this journey. You've got something that's engaging you every single day, and it's making you better and better and look for distinctions. You're challenging yourself, right? So what I want you to do, I've got a homework assignment for you, all right? And when you do this homework assignment, I want you to send me your address because I've got a gift for you, too. I'm going to have you try out my Mass Machine Nutrition brand-new Stealth Elevation pre-workout, all right? Your assignment is give me 5 reasons that this process is so enjoyable no matter how much the challenge may be or the game or the jigsaw puzzle may be challenging, figuring out that you're enjoying it every step of the way anyway, right? So give me 5 reasons. Give me your address. Send it to skip@skiplacour.com, all right, Andrew?
I definitely will.
All right, brother. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for calling, all right?
I appreciate the help.
I'm looking forward to that email. Follow through. Talk is cheap, man.
Will.
All through is everything. All right. All right, so now we got a caller on the 815 area code. Caller 815, are you there? I'm going to go to 540. Caller 540, are you there?
Skip?
Yes.
Hey, this is Joy. How are you? Carrie, how are you doing?
Hi, Joy.
Joy, we are doing awesome. How are you doing?
I am outstanding, thank you.
Awesome, awesome.
Hey, congratulations on getting your pro card.
Thank you, and congratulations to you guys on your family and everything that I've watched you do in the last past, I don't know, year or more. It's been an awesome thing to watch, and I'm really happy for all you guys.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Joy, for those of you listening, is a true mass machine who's been on this great journey. Joy, I remember... we had coaching. It was 5 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast that I talked to. I think it was every Wednesday back then. Joy
Absolutely.
Went on to get her. She went on to get her pro card and do a lot of things that Andrew was talking about. She's got some e-books. She does coaching. She's totally passionate about fitness. Hey, Joy, give yourself a plug and tell everybody your Facebook page or your website.
I am Positive Energy 24/7 on Facebook, and my website is joy.henderson@blogspot.com.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so how can we help you today, Joy?
I have just been going through your Mindset and Actions of a Champion seminar series again. Really, you know, after earning my pro card this past year, you know, now it is my goal to go ahead and step on that pro stage again. And I know that what I need to do is just take myself to a higher level now in order to be able to compete on the pro stage. And not only do I want to compete on the pro stage, but I intend to make it to the Olympia. And I'm not just saying that, I really believe it. So I just have lofty goals, and I knew that I wanted to go back through this Mindset of a Champion seminar series, and, you know, I hadn't stepped through it on a, you know, page-by-page basis. I'd, like, you know, went through sections of it. So I really went through the whole thing in detail, was really happy to see the chapter in there that you had on the goal-setting process and your creating your life vision. Really thought your life vision in there was just outstanding, and really appreciated you putting that in there because, you know, it's just so important. You know, over the years, when you're so passionate about something like bodybuilding and training, you can focus so much of your attention there that you really can just lose sight of all kinds of other goals that you want to have in your life. You know, and your personal skip, you know, your life vision there was outstanding because, you know, you really described how you wanted your family to be, you know, how you wanted your home to be, you know, from the time you got up to the time you went to bed, you know, what your ideal dream life would be. And it's really been helpful, you know, for me just to expand my mind and to start thinking about different areas of my life and what I wanted out of everything, you know, my home, from home decorations to, you know, just, you know, everything as far as, you know, my job. I am a civil engineer, too, for a living, so that's what I actually do. And I've been with my company for about 7 years, and I play a key role. So, you know, there's just a lot of aspects in my life. You know, I've got my Olympia dreams, and I'm married. I have my husband, you know, and we have two boxers, you know, no family plans. That's not in our plan. But, you know, we do have the two of us in our boxer family, I call it, you know, and then my Olympia goals and my full-time job as a civil engineer. And, you know, your book on Mindset of a Champion is just really about how you need to really get all these pieces of your life working together for you so that you can, you know, be the best person that you can be and really reach your goals. So I'm at the process this weekend where I really need to just sit down and actually I've been through this whole book and repeated the one process you have you do 4 times, 4 weeks in a row to get clear on what you want in your life. So I'm at the point where I really need to sit down and write my life vision right now. You know, so I guess I just was calling in to kind of just touch base with you again, knowing, you know, kind of where I've been and where I, you know, am headed. And then also another big thing, I really can't forget this at all, you know, one of my main goals, too, is I'm a very spiritual person. My mother, you know, really instilled you know, good Christianity in me, and I really feel that my ultimate goal in the world is, you know, I could get to the end of this life, but if I haven't touched other people's lives and brought faith and Christianity to them and saved some lives that way, I'm really not meeting my ultimate mission too. So I've got that wrapped up, you know, that I really want to become, you know, this role model, this Olympia figure, and, you know, that people will be inspired and, you know, and see, you know, me as a positive role model in their life and, you know, and my faith, and it can impact lives of others. So I just kind of wanted to call in and kind of get, you know, some anything that you could give me advice on how to become the best me and anything you can give me on creating this life vision that might be able to help or anything at all, any tips that I can be able to pick up. I just really wanted to call in and take advantage of it.
Yeah, sure. Well, one thing is that you got to know that you're winning. I mean, your amount of passion and tenacity is so obvious. That's why, you know, that's why you have everything set up to this point. You know, the career, in addition to, you know, your hobby right now of helping other people, you've got more ambitious goals, touch everybody's life. You know, your past contest victories that you focused on. And then, you know, getting your IFBB Pro card, which is a great accomplishment, and you want more. So you're on this magnificent journey, and it's by setting goals, then setting higher goals, thinking big, and going through this, you know, whole challenge, this whole game yourself. I want to just... You know, Joy talked about my mindset and actions of a champion. It's also in my Man Formation program where, you know, I went through this process where I figured out what my dream life would be. And this is long before I met my beautiful wife and, you know, had my dog Alpha, my beautiful girl, Brooklyn, even Mass Machine Nutrition. It was long before I had those things, which it, when you look at that on Mindset and Actions of a Champion or Man Formation, you'll see it's 7 pages of what my life, and I used every emotion, sight, sound, hear, touch, right? But Joy, what you need to remember is that process, it started before I finally got it down. I probably did it, I don't know, 100 revisions over years, probably 3 or 4 years, because it takes a little bit to get in the process and say, wow, is this what I want, or this is not what I want. You know,
right.
You'll see in there things like, I want to touch people's lives all around the world. and I have this home office where it's all hooked up. Well, I'm sitting here right now, again, with my dog Alpha, you know, with my beautiful wife, with my beautiful baby hooked up on this equipment where I'm talking to you, and I know you're in West Virginia, is that right?
I'm in Virginia.
In Virginia, okay. And, you know, and touching people's life, that's all in that dream life. But it's like you get into the game and you dream, and then you dream bigger, and then you dream bigger, and then you dream bigger. It took a lot of confidence. It took a lot of me getting in the positive state that I could do this, and it became more and more and more. All right? So this whole journey is going to get – it's going to have more texture, and it's going to have more flavor. And it's just every single day, you know, it's making it bigger and more juicy in your mind and your emotions. So it sounds to me like you're doing everything right.
Yeah, like you're doing really good.
And yeah, and you're adding in, you're taking all that you learned, and then you're adding the things that are important to you and your values, you know, and you've taken the time to, you know, think about how you want to make a difference in people's lives, which may be different than mine. I'm glad that I could tell you, you know, my life, but so you're even adding on to it. So it sounds like you're doing everything right. You know what I mean? You know, how many people do you think would invest in the program, do everything that you've done? I mean, get your education, get your job, get your into the position. You know, even with your relationship of, you know, committing to a marriage and sticking in it, because I know you've been married for a long time, right?
Right, yeah, 13 years.
13 years, right? And you're a young woman, too. So you've created all these things. That takes a whole mindset and a level of determination that's admirable, and you want more. I mean, you know, you're the person who would, you know, make the time to call this podcast, make the time to schedule a year worth of coaching with me early in the morning, all right? You're the person who will, you know, become an IFBB professional competitor. I mean, there's so many things that makes you you. You just keep on being you and just understand, just be so enthralled and so caught up in the journey. And really understand, you are 1 out of 100 already. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it because, you know, there's so much more you want, or you might see people, you know, way out there that seem to have so much more than you, right? Because we don't look at the people who are struggling or this or that. You know, I guess sometimes we do. But we want more, and it's okay to want more. But it's just that managed angst, you know, where the angst doesn't overcome you. You don't create a process for you where you become overwhelmed or, you know, again, like I was talking about with Andrew, that you're winning the game. It's just that you feel like you're losing. It doesn't feel like you're winning. So I just want you to know you are winning big time, and there's always more you're going to want. And that dream life is always going to be enhanced and revised and more dimension, more color, even higher goals. You know, my job as your coach is to get you to think as big as possible as soon as possible in the process, meaning that I don't want you to think, oh, well, I can do this, and then, well, I can do this, and then, well, I can do this. I want you to try to think as big as possible without biting off too much. So, you know, you understand that so you're more efficient with your time. You know, do you think, I mean, I didn't hear, you know, money being a big deal in your values necessarily, but everybody can relate to money. It's tangible. A lot of people, they need money. There's just this measurement built into the amount of dollars a person has. But let me ask you a question. Do you think that a person who makes, let's just say, $100,000, do you think a person who makes $200,000, that they have to work twice as hard and work twice as many hours? Do you think that's what they have to do?
I don't. I believe, you know, if you set the game up right, and, you know, and then you can find ways to do, you know, to make that money with a lesser amount of time. It's all how you set it up and the planning of it. You know, just like you said, making money while you sleep, you know, that type of thing.
Right. No, that's, you don't have to work twice as many hours or twice as hard. It's about how effective and efficient you are, but you have to think big. You have to set that goal to 200 rather than 100. And so that's how the same thing is in life. You're thinking big right now, and that's what's important. Man, I'll tell you, this hour just flew by. I'm going to try to skip an hour and a half in the future so that we can even go on longer, because there's a lot more things, you know, that we want to do in this podcast. So thanks for joining us, and join us next week.